Episode 1240, You Made a Way.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy every day. I pray that your weekend has been filled with joy, and I pray that your heart continues to be filled with joy, that you see the blessings that God is placing before you, not just what's right in front of you. It's Sweet Spirit Sunday, and you know what? You made a way. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and to sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, looking back on where we came from, you made a way. Overwhelm and fear doesn't conquer our hearts. You made a way. What has been keeping you down and out? What has been holding you back? It's a sweet spirit reflection time, a time to dig deep into our inner self, our hearts. Today's episode is brought to you by Health, Hope, and Inspiration with Reverend Percy McCray, created by Cancer Treatment Centers of America to provide cancer care information and resources to the faith-based community. You can subscribe to this weekly podcast at Health, Hope, and Inspiration. Sometimes we can be backed up against a wall with nowhere to turn, yet you made a way. Life doesn't happen because of what we did. It's because of what God did on our behalf. Thank you, Lord. You made a way. A way for us to lead our lives without regrets. Forgiveness extended freely. Sacrifice awakened with the breath of life. Lord, you made a way. We have to be very careful where to place our hope, where to place our joy, and where to place our love. It can be the things of this world, the ones we are attracted most to, but those things can distract us from the one who made a way. Lord, you made a way. So why do we keep running from the gift you impart on us? Why do we allow ourselves to let our hearts be torn by fear, separated from your love? Lord, you made a way. If your truth is absolute, awaken our hearts, awaken our souls, revive within each of us the truth you desire us to accept. Fear has been broken. The strain of overwhelm is released. May our hearts beat in harmony with you. Lord, you made a way. What is your cry today? As I'm recording this episode, the rumblings are being heard in the sky. Lightning strikes coming down. One could say, maybe this is a really hot topic and God has a few things to say about it. He does. He created you. He loves you with every fiber of his being, yet you run from him. You exclude him from your life. When we were at church yesterday, we go together as a family on Saturdays. It just works with our schedule. It's what it is. And during the worship time, I was just overcome by this little boy that stood like 2.5 rows down from me. He wasn't holding anything back. It was all about praising God. He was dancing and smiling, free as a bird. No restraints whatsoever. I looked over at his mom and saw her standing there with shorts and a top on. You know, the shorts that kind of have those whiskered effects of holes, but they're decorative. They're supposed to be there. And I could tell she wasn't sure how to take care of her child. The music was loud and boisterous and uplifting. At one point, it was calm. But this young child was overcome with joy. And you could just tell his spirit was just like, here I am, Lord, send me. And his mom watched. I could see a little bit of her timidness. Like, maybe I should restrain him. Maybe he's acting too much out of the ordinary. Maybe people might pick on him, or they may not want to welcome him. They may ask me to quiet his spirit. I challenge you today to be like that little boy. Come unto the Father as a child. No restraints barred. Don't hold anything back from him. He wants to be a part of your life. But for some reason, we shut him out. Lord, you made a way. So why do we try to run away? I want to challenge your heart today as you listen. I have 5 questions for you. No, you can't answer them all at once, but I just want you to hear them. I want you to listen to them and let your heart begin to answer them. What are you wanting in your life? Where are you wanting to go? How will you get there? When will you learn? Why do you keep running in the wrong direction? No matter your circumstances, you are here because of God. He prepared a way for you. That's why you are standing here today. You were created on purpose, with a purpose, to impact the world you touch. That should send chills down your spine. Goosebumps all over. Knowing that God has hand-selected you every day. He loves you that much. Nothing is impossible. Nothing will hold you back. Miracles surround you, so be on the lookout. Blessings will unfold before your eyes. The Lord made a way for you. Go out this day. Don't take it for granted. Be present. Be incredible. Be you. Live, love, and impact. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.